This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 16. Old Mr. Rabbit, he's a good fisherman.
"Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox was like some chillen what I knows of," said Uncle Remus, regarding the little boy, who had come to hear another story, with an affectation of great solemnity. "Both of 'em always was after one another, and prankin' and a-pesterin' round. But Brer Rabbit did have some peace, 'cause Brer Fox done got skittish about puttin' the clamps on Brer Rabbit. One day, when Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Coon and Brer Bar and a whole lot of 'em was clearin' up a new ground fur to plant our roastin' ear patch, the sun gun to get sort of hot, and Brer Rabbit, he got tired, but he didn't let on, 'cause he feared the balance of 'em would call him lazy, and he keep on totin' off trash and pilin' up brush, till by and by he holler out that he got a briar in his hand, and then he take and slip off and hunt for a cool place for the rest. After a while he come across a well with a bucket hanging in it. "Well, dat look cool," said Brer Rabbit, says he. "And cool I spec she is. I just about get in dar and take a nap." And with dat he jump, he did, and no sooner fix himself than the bucket gun to go down. "Wasn't the rabbit scared, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy. "Honey, dey ain't been no wuss a scared beast since the world begin dan dish yer same Brer Rabbit. He fairly had an ager. He know where he come from, but he dunno know where he goin'. Directly he feel the bucket hit the water, and dar she saw it. But Brer Rabbit, he keep mighty still, 'cause he dunno what minute gwine to be his next. He just lay there and shook and shiver. Brer Fox always got one eye on Brer Rabbit, and when he slip off from the new ground, Brer Fox, he sneak after him. He know Brer Rabbit was after some project or another, and he took and crope off, he did, and watch him. Brer Fox see Brer Rabbit come to the well and stop, and then he see him jump in the bucket. And then, lo and behold, he see him go down out of sight. Brer Fox was the most astonished fox that you ever laid eyes on. He sot dar in the bushes and study, but he don't make no head nor tails to this kind of business. Then he say to hisself, says he, "Well, if this don't bang my times," says he, "then Joe's dead and Sal's a widder. Right down dar in dat well, Brer Rabbit keep his money hid, and if tain't dat, then he gone and skivered a gold mine, and if tain't dat, then I'm a-goin' to see what's in dar," says he. Brer Fox crope up a little nigher, he did, and listen, but he don't hear no fuss, and he keep on getting nigher, and yet he don't hear nothing. By and by, he get up close and peep down, and he don't see nothing, and he don't hear nothing. All this time Brer Rabbit mighty nigh skeered out in his skin, and he feared fur to move, 'cause the bucket might keel over and spill him out in the water. While he was saying his prayers over like a train or cars coming, old Brer Fox holler out, "Hey, old Brer Rabbit, what you visitin' down dar?" says he. "Who, me? Oh, I'm just fishin', Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "I just say to myself that I'd sort of surprise you all with a mess of fishes for dinner, and so here I is, and dar's the fishes. I'm a fishin' for suckers, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Is dey many of 'em down dare, Brer Rabbit?" says Brer Fox, says he. "Oh, lots of 'em, Brer Fox. Schools and schools of 'em. De water is naturally alive with 'em. Come on down and help me haul 'em out, Brer Fox," said Brer Rabbit, says he.
"How am I gwineter get down, Brer Rabbit?"
"Jump into de bucket, Brer Fox. He'll fetch you down all safe and sound." Brer Rabbit talked so happy and talked so sweet that Brer Fox, he jumped in de bucket, he did, and as he went down, cause his weight pulled Brer Rabbit up. When he passed one another on the halfway ground, Brer Rabbit, he sing out, "Goodbye, Brer Fox, take care of your clothes, for this is the way the world goes. Some goes up and some goes down. You get to the bottom all safe and sound." When Brer Rabbit got out, he gallop off and told the folks what the well belonged to, that Brer Fox was down in there muddying up their drinking water, and then he galloped back to the well and hollered down to Brer Fox, "Here come a man with a great big gun. When he haul you up, you jump and run."
"Oh, what then, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy as the old man paused.
In just about half an hour, honey, both of 'em was back in de new ground, workin' just like they never heerd of no well, seppin' dat every now and den Brer Rabbit bust out and laugh, and old Brer Fox, he'd get a spell er de dry grins.
End of chapter